In Jordan, two newspaper editors who earlier published some of those Mohammed cartoons that have outraged the Muslim world, the editors now could go to jail for blasphemy. One of them, Jihad Momini, was hospitalized last week with heart trouble. Kristen Gillespie reports.
Four policemen stand guard outside Jihad Momini's hospital room in Amman, Jordan. They turn away the few visitors who dare to show support for him. Nidal Mansour heads the Center for Defending the Freedom of Journalists and is one of the few people in Jordan to publicly criticize the arrest and the street reaction.
Liberals should not be accused of being traitors or infidels because we tell the street and political parties, be quiet, this is not the way to deal with the issue.
At least part of the issue, says interfaith expert and columnist Khairi Jenbek, is that Arabs mostly live in societies where one religion prevails.
When any religion is in a predominant position and lacks the influence of other faiths, it reacts definitely in a different way.
Jenbek describes the way many Muslims feel about the cartoons.
When it touches something which is the holiest of the holies in the Islamic faith, there is no place for rationality, unfortunately, because it's not a question of argument or counter-argument.
The cartoon controversy has generated anger, protests, and a boycott of Danish goods that's been going on for weeks. Protests in Jordan last Friday attracted more than 10,000 people chanting slogans such as, "The army of Muhammad will be back," and, somewhat inexplicably, "Stop Zionist attacks on the Islamic nation." It seems as though everyone is angry, since so few in the Arab world have stepped forward and said, "We made our point, let's move on." Muna Darwish says repressive laws and Islamist influence force moderates and liberal-minded people into a corner.
People like us that are not particularly religious, you know, are also apprehensive of getting in trouble with the extremist Islamic elements because they will be even more cruel with us.
Darwish is a former Islamic history teacher who now works for a nonprofit organization to instill civic pride in young Arab students. Religion, she says, is a central part of life in the Arab world.
I am Muslim by birth. No one asks me here whether I want to stay Muslim or not. I am a Muslim. The legal system, you know, deals with me in marriage, divorce, inheritance law, under Islamic law. There is no civil law here pertaining to all the laws that deal with the personal, with family issues, you know.
Liberals know they can't ignore the Islamist factor, from the victory of Hamas in the Palestinian elections to the Muslim Brotherhood's parliamentary success in Egypt. Islam is a political force, but so is Jordan's small liberal movement, said Jihad Momini shortly before his arrest.
I understand that. I understand the political situation in the region. I understand that now we have to calm down, to talk with Muslims, organizations, or even the radicalist organizations. That's okay to talk to them, but not to sacrifice our people, our liberals. This is what I am against, stand against.
Jihad Momini's blasphemy trial begins this Thursday. I'm Kristen Gillespie for NPR News in Amman, Jordan.